following is a paid program by the advertiser.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the show's participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KXNT or CBS Radio. This show is not intended to provide listeners with specific medical advice, and you should seek assistance of a medical professional.
This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. The doctor is in. Call the show now at 702-733-KXNT. That's 702-733-5968 to talk about your health and your vitality. Now, here is Dr. Christy Thomas.
Welcome to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. Give you my office phone number, too, if you have any questions regarding the show or some of the things that we do over at my office. It's 702-731-1200. We have got a great topic today. We haven't brought this topic up in a while. It's kind of quieted down a little bit in the media, but there's so many myths out there about testosterone, both in men and women, and we're going to talk about that this morning. So I've brought the expert in this morning. Don't shrink at me, Matt. I have Matt from Solution Specialty Pharmacy. He's been on the show with me before. We've brought up some of these wonderful topics that a lot of people have a lot of questions about, a lot of myths about, a lot of facts about. Is testosterone good for you? Is it bad for you? A lot of the media, Matt, has destroyed the benefits of testosterone, and we're really going to answer a lot of people's questions this morning. So everybody's got to stay with us on this topic, and we're going to take on some of the commercials that you hear about heart attack, stroke, blood clots. Is it all that bad? Not really, if it's done right. So welcome, Matt.
Hi, Christy.
I am glad to have you on the show this morning, and I know you just recently came back from a conference right here in town, and staying up to date on all the testosterone myths out there. I've had Dr. Morgan Lager even on this show. We've talked about testosterone. We've talked a little bit about some of the health benefits, the degenerative changes that really testosterone can benefit out there. And I want to talk a little bit, too, about compounding pharmacy because you're one of the owners over at Solution Specialty Pharmacy. And compounding pharmacy, what is really compounding pharmacy? A lot of people ask me in my office and why can't they go to a commercial pharmacy for some of the products that we use and really how you customize for each individual? And compounding is fantastic because not any one person, you can have 10 people and not one person can get the same thing because we can make it specifically for each individual.
Legally, compounding pharmacy is the same as any other pharmacy. Any pharmacy could compound if they wanted to, but it's more of a skill. It takes a lot of time and effort to do things correctly. So a lot of the bigger chains wouldn't even want to get involved in this. It costs a lot of money and time to do things on an individual basis for each person. We will take a lot of natural things that drug companies cannot patent and turn them into a product that a person can take. Topical, we can do lozenges, injectables, solutions. There's just a lot of different choices we can do based on one person's individual need, based on the doctor's decision.
And, you know, the great thing is, Matt, we can order products for our patients clear down to, you know, people get stuck on like all these anti-inflammatories and pain medications. And we can create creams with your pharmacy that people can apply topically right to that knee pain, back pain, joint pain that absorb right into the skin, right into the area where they're having that inflammation or muscle spasm and pain. That doesn't have to go through the liver, doesn't have to go through the kidneys. They are not going to get that mental cognitive alteration from taking some of these high dose narcotics, and they're really effective. So that's one of the great things that I think is out there is a lot of people don't realize that they can have these, and these are not creams that you can buy over the counter that just heat the skin up or what do they call Bengay and some of them over the topical counters, but
warming creams.
They basically just warm the area up. But these are so much different. Even derm products, so that they can put on their face, on eczema, even wound care.
Bleaching creams, scar care.
Last time you were on the show, we talked about wrinkle cream for women. The new wrinkle cream. I was on you a little bit about that. And then even hormone creams. There's a lot of creams out there that, you know, we talk about bioidentical hormones. And I think there's a lot of myths out there, too, about bioidentical hormones. And what's the difference of getting a hormone made for you versus getting a commercial product?
Well, I think one of the biggest differences, when you take oral hormones, they go to your stomach, the blood flow goes to the liver and it breaks down. There is a huge difference in cardiovascular risk when you put estrogen in your mouth and when you put it on your skin. There's actually very limited cardiovascular risk on creams, but a slight increase in risk when you do it orally. So a lot of the products that you can buy on the market, you swallow. Creams are made for you based on the dose that your doctor wants to do. Not every woman needs five times as much estrogen as another person, and we can keep side effects down and symptoms taken care of with a customized dose.
Yes, and that's what's perfect. And women will start to get hormone changes even in our 30s. And a lot of women don't realize that. They start with even mood swings or even sleep disturbances when you're waking up at that 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. What about wrinkles? Every woman hates wrinkles. But that's a sign of your hormones changing. Even getting weight gain, even getting that water retention, you can get that cognitive changes where you notice that you're writing everything down on a sticky note or on your phone and setting an alarm. That's the early signs of hormone changes in both men and women. I always, you know, contribute. A lot of people will come in and say, well, I don't, my sex drive's fine. I don't have hormone deficiencies. And we're going to get into talking about men and testosterone and really breaking it down what the benefits of testosterone are and that men and women should not be afraid to take them types of hormones out there. You know, testosterone is really important in both men and women. You get bone loss has been directly linked to that. Your mental clarity, the decrease in muscle strength, and even men are scared with the prostate. When they get that decrease in urinary flow, it actually can be related to low testosterone. So what about hot flashes, erectile dysfunction? There's a lot of research out there now about erectile dysfunction, and it's not as easy as just taking a Viagra or a Cialis or another commercial product because it's not really fixing the stem of the problem. And you are like the expert in these types of medications out there, and when people take these medications and some of the side effects that they get from it. I've had people take these medications, they get the worst headache ever. They don't want to take them again. So getting to the root of the problem and a little bit, I want to talk a little bit about the importance of testosterone in men and why people shouldn't be afraid of it. It has a lot of functions. So testosterone starts at puberty. It makes the penis grow, makes the testicles grow. But as men get older, it's important too. And I think that we contribute low testosterone to just aging or getting older. What do you think the top things our men complain of when we test their testosterone levels?
No energy, no libido, a little depressed, maybe teary at times.
And they get that little bit of increase in that belly fat, lack of motivation. Your significant other may be complaining that you're not getting off the couch. You want to watch NASCAR, football, Sunday afternoon. It's not all that bad, but when you're doing it every day, we're going to complain, Matt.
Yeah, it's usually the partner that brings it up first.
And men, you're in denial about it. So if you're having them symptoms, I got to tell you, fatigue is one of the most common things that I get in my office when patients come in and talk about. And they're a little bit afraid to get testosterone. I shouldn't go get my levels done. I've seen these commercials where, you know, have you had a heart attack? Have you had a stroke? Have you had a blood clot? And have you been on testosterone? But we've really kind of broke that down in. It was really linked to a bad study. I had Dr. Morgan Lager actually on this show, and we broke down that study. He's done over 30 years of research in men and testosterone levels and the negative effects of low testosterone in men. So important things to know about, too, are low testosterone. I want to talk a little bit about when men should come in and get tested, or even women, because women, you lose about half of your testosterone when you're under 40. So after the age of 40, you've lost almost half of that. It's not normal to have low sex drive. And we kind of laugh that men, it's the last thing that goes. Women, it's the first thing that goes. Matt's agreeing with me here. So, you know, the things that if you're getting that fatigue, you're getting the afternoon fatigue, you don't have that motivation to go on with your day, you don't need to be scared because you've seen these commercials. So testosterone after the age of 30, it decreases in men. It may not be just low sex drive. It can be some of these other symptoms like you had brought up. And what about loss of muscle? I think people just contribute that they've lost a little bit of strength, but really it's probably low testosterone that they've done.
Most likely.
So, Matt, let's talk a little bit about testing and when men should get tested. When do you think men should get tested?
It would be great if every guy was tested when they were 22, 23, 28 years old. Then we know what their normal level was. And then, you know, maybe 30, 35? What do you think?
You know, the new research is showing that you should actually get a testosterone level done when you're in your low 20s, because that's your optimal range, so that as you get older, we know where you were at and when you were at your prime. I've been seeing low testosterone even in men that are starting in their 30s. Now, is it necessarily that they have to go on testosterone replacement therapy? We're not one of these clowns that's just going to put you on and get your muscles built up. And we're doing it for the health benefits, and you want to do it safely. There's a lot of misconception out there about getting tested, Matt, and a lot of people are going into internal medicine, primary care. There's lots of commercials out there. Get your testosterone done for $25. Well, we can do that too, but it's against my practice. Well,
there's a lot of things missing on a $25 test. Testosterone is one hormone. There's a whole bunch of other things that can happen to your body that you need to know about besides just the testosterone. Female hormone estrogen could be high.
Matt, you said estrogen. Estrogen in men?
Yeah.
They get scared when I tell them that. I'll see baseline estrogens in men up in the 50s and 60s.
I've seen them in the hundreds.
Yikes. And where they're getting that from is all the food that you're eating. It's stored in your belly fat. So if you're overweight, 10, 15 pounds, your estrogen baseline may be higher than normal. And it's been research proven estrogen over 30 can double your risk of a heart attack. It's not the testosterone. And there's a lot of misconception out there about testosterone and the risk of heart attack. But when you do it, it's got to be managed right. And you're not going to get the testing that you need doing a $25 total testosterone level that you can get the results in 30 minutes. We can do that too. But you want to know your total testosterone. You want to know your binding protein. You want to know where your estrogen's at. It's really, testosterone therapy is really a science, and you really need an expert. And, you know, people will get mad when we're gone two or three times. I didn't have a meltdown while you were gone this week. You have a great staff over there. But we have to constantly be up on the new research out there about testosterone. It's not simply what we're taught when we go to school. You know, I'm a family nurse practitioner. I didn't get taught about hormone therapy in my school. It was above and beyond what we do in school and many hours of going to class and getting the new research. And it's so changing now that you got to stay up on top of it. And one of the big things, too, is more about binding protein. How many people that are on testosterone know about binding protein? Have you had your binding protein done? I'll get people that come into my office, they haven't even had an estrogen level done, but they've had a total testosterone and they're told they're normal. You don't always see it on a total testosterone level that you're normal. How many times have you had people bring labs into your pharmacy and they got a total testosterone and they were told that it's normal?
It's one of my favorite things to see a lab test come in for maybe testosterone and thyroid, and they test for one hormone of testosterone total and thyroid stimulating hormone, but it doesn't show what's going on in the body. It just shows the level of everything floating in the bloodstream, not what your body's using.
We do have to take a quick break. We're talking about testosterone, some testing. We're going to talk a little bit more about what type of testing you should have done, what labs you should have done to screen for if you're having some of these symptoms of fatigue, low energy, lack of motivation. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com, and my office phone number is 702-731-1200.
Convenient. Geico makes it easier than ever to save on car insurance. Just go to geico.com and 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And, oh yeah, the year just happens to be 2015. If you ask me, maybe that's a little too convenient.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 7
702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on News Radio 100.5 KXNT every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, VitalityMedicalWellness.com.
File your taxes with Jackson Hewitt today, and we'll give you a $100 Walmart e-gift card.
$100 Walmart e-gift card.
You could get a refund and a $100 e-gift card to spend at Walmart.
100 smackaroos.
Available at any of our 6,300 neighborhood Jackson Hewitt locations.
$100, it's kind of a lot.
It's our gift to you for giving us a try.
$100 is a feeling.
$100 gift just for filing with Jackson Hewitt. Simple as that.
Benjamin Franklin is my spirit animal.
File your taxes at any of our 6,300 Jackson Hewitt locations, including nearly 3,000 in Walmart stores, and get a $100 Walmart e-gift card instantly. Jackson Hewitt, working hard for the hardest working. Ask a tax pro or see offers.jacksonhewitt.com/WM100 for terms and conditions.
Alan.
What?
Let's go.
Huh?
Aren't you going to get out of the car?
No, I'm good.
Are you out of your mind?
Oh, depends on who you ask. Look, I'm listening to the game on the radio.
You and your stupid games. Our reservation's for 7. We're already 5 minutes late. No, make that 6 minutes late.
So what?
So what? Do you know how lucky we were to get a reservation at this place? It's the hottest restaurant in the city.
That just means the portions are small. Look, the game's tied. The fourth quarter just started. I'm not moving till it's over.
But I'm starved.
Well, go in and eat. I don't care. Just bring me a doggy bag.
Ugh! There has to be a better way.
Love you. Oh, a happy anniversary.
Now there is a better way. Listen to your local radio broadcast anywhere and everywhere for free with Next Radio, an incredible new smartphone app. And because it's not streaming, it doesn't eat up your data plan or drain your battery. Find out what the next generation of radio sounds and looks like at nextradioapp.com.
Live and local in the morning.
Howard, what a great article. Gaming in Las Vegas and the fact you can bet on Olympic Games.
And it was always discouraged in the past because it involved amateur athletes, right?
That was probably the biggest reason.
Carlos and Dana, the morning news from 6 to 9 a.m. on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. And my office phone number is 702-731-1200. I'm back in studio with Matt from Solution Specialty Pharmacy. In our first portion of the show, we were talking a little bit about compounding pharmacy. And then we warmed up to take on the world about testosterone this morning, Matt. How many haters will we have? We've been talking a little bit about low T. A lot of the commercials out there, they've brought up the symptoms of low T or andropause. Andropause never really has stuck with a diagnosis. It's been that catchphrase, low T. Why don't women get stuck with menopause? Why do men not get stuck with that andropause thing?
You know, andropause takes a long time to happen. It's not like a really fast thing. And, you know, guys don't really notice it.
They don't. They're in denial about it. I think a lot of men take a little bit of boosting by their significant other. We were laughing a little bit on commercial break. We had some comments to say about men being a little bit snappy, a little bit irritable, mood changes, lack of motivation, fatigue. And them are some of the common signs. We say that low libido is also, or more, I think it's found in sexual dysfunction. If men have tried some of the other commercial available products like Cialis or Viagra, Levitra, and eventually it works initially, I think, but then eventually it stops working. Because you're not fixing the root of the problem. And on these shows, I've talked, Matt, so much about how the body works together. And it's not just one thing. You can't just take a pill to fix sexual dysfunction. There's a reason why you're having sexual dysfunction. Is it because you've got low testosterone? Is it because you've got high estrogen? We talked a little bit before break about men having baseline estrogen levels done and being over the marker of 30. Well, over 30 can increase your risk of having a heart attack by double. And it's linked to testosterone therapy, but not always is it linked to that. So some of the things, and there's a lot of new research out there too, that 30 to 60% of men by the age of 70 have low testosterone and are having symptoms of it. And it can be treated, and it can be treated safely. How many men have decrease in bone mass, or they've had a recent hip fracture, or we often contribute it to diabetes, hyperglycemia, high blood pressure. You get put on 3 or 4 medications. Some of the causes of low testosterone are actually very interesting. Some of the medications you may be taking may be causing, and you're really the expert in this because coming back from the pharmacy, there's so much out there that can block your testosterone levels medication-wise.
Pain meds, cholesterol meds, blood pressure meds, antipsychotic meds, antidepressants, all could lower testosterone.
Them are the top meds that you see people come into my own office as a family nurse practitioner that are on. And if you're on the medications and you're having symptoms of fatigue or lack of motivation, or you can't maintain strength, or you feel like you're getting weaker, or you're getting belly fat, you're getting hormone levels done while you're in my office because you're probably on the lower side. And not necessarily do you need testosterone. We're going to talk a little bit about that and testing. What about stress?
Stress.
I'll be stressed.
There's something called cortisol steel out there that actually, when your body is making hormones and some hormones, when you're under stress, it converts all of its energy to make cortisol, and the rest of your hormones can lose out.
Stress. We live in a 24-hour town. We're go, go, go. We never sleep, right? What happens here stays here. And people don't realize that you really do need to take, you know, time out. And last week we talked about longevity and why in other countries do people live over 100. Well, in other countries, their lunchtime is 2 hours. What do they do on that 2 hours?
They take a nap.
They take a nap. They go eat. They relax. They take a time out from their day. How often do you get lunch, Matt?
Actually, our pharmacy closes for a half hour every day from 12:30 to 1 o'clock.
Don't let my staff hear that. It's important. So, but that's 30 minutes. And how many times do you get out at 12:30? If you're like me.
It's tough.
We close from 12 to 1, but it's sometimes 12:20. It's 12:30 time you're finishing up the morning in my own practice. So even you out there, how many of you take a break in the middle of your day from the go, go, go? You know, we have a lot of casino workers here. We have a lot of shift workers here. We have a lot of the servicemen that work in the fire department, work in the police department. Do they take an hour, 2 hours out of their day to take a nap and relax?
And when do you get a break? Do you really take a break, or do you do work on your break?
Right. So I know on my lunch, I take my computer with me and do all the million of things that I need to do so that you're not taking work home at night. So it's not really a rest period. So when you leave in the morning, and then what do? You go home, you got to take care of kids, you got to take care of your family, you got other obligations, you got a dinner meeting, you got this meeting. And next thing you know, it's 11 or 12 at night before you're going to bed at night. That's when I answer emails. Everybody knows that. That knows me.
It's like, Christy, what are you doing up so late at night?
Just answer it in the morning. It's when you can think. So even too, what about as we age, after the age of 25? That's why we recommended that men, you should get your testosterone levels done in your early 20s so we know what your prime is. After the age of 25, you decline a percentage per year. And that normal aging. Diet. We're big about lifestyle change in my practice. So you're not only just coming in and getting your hormone levels tested, you're looking at diet. We all are on these fast food. What about vegan diets? There's some research out there about people that are doing vegan diets that they have lower testosterone levels.
Low protein, low testosterone.
Yes. And we talked a little bit about medical conditions, being diabetic. Matt, have you seen the stuff out there about diabetes? And if you come in, you got hyperglycemia or pre-diabetic, and you got that hemoglobin A1C that's running that 5.7, 5.8, 5.9, many times your primary care, your internal medicine doctor, is not even checking a hemoglobin A1C because you don't have symptoms of being diabetic. But running on that hyperglycemic side is dangerous to your health. Not only your heart, increases your risk for cancer, and we're finding that these people have lower testosterone levels, which may be causing the blood sugar to be high. So we'll put people on testosterone levels and their blood sugars drop. They may be getting off some of the medications or preventing from going on one medication to control their blood sugar. And there's so many supplements out there that can even help and that we're seeing people are nutrient deficient in, which, you know, the diabetes meds can cause vitamin deficiencies.
Yep.
And they have so many side effects. What's your opinion on meds and blood sugar control?
I believe the first thing anyone should do if the doctor tells you you're pre-diabetic is change your diet, exercise, and see if you can change your life before you need medication.
It's really hard for people to come off of medication once they get on it, I think. So being that proactive or looking at the wellness, the preventative, and not going and seeing somebody when you're sick, do it before you get sick and really just go get a health panel done. And it's more than getting your TSH. We talked a little bit about that. We're going to bring that up again. It's more than just getting a testosterone total level done. It's really more complex and complicated. And you really want to go to an expert in wellness or preventative medicine so that you can get that complete wellness panel done. TSH. Let's talk a little bit about thyroid. I see tons of it. People that struggle to lose weight or they're fatigued or they're having hair loss or they're getting that increase in belly fat. It may just not be a hormone. The thyroid is actually a hormone. When you get a wellness panel done or you get a traditional panel done, you're getting a TSH level done. The TSH level runs from 0.4 to 5.5 on most of the commercial labs out there. So what if I'm running 5.6, 5.7, 5.2, and I have weight gain and I'm fatigued and losing hair?
Well, my favorite thing is, well, my TSH is good. I'm really towards the high end of normal. And they don't realize high is the bad side of this test.
It is the bad side of the test. And how many of them had antibodies done? Do they have inflammation in the thyroid? Is a lot of that can be changed by diet. Eating all the processed foods and high fructose corn syrup. I tell you, the two things to eliminate in your diet too is high fructose corn syrup and processed food. Go through your pantry, and if there's something on the back of that box you can't read or don't understand, I'm guaranteeing it's a byproduct of something you do not want to be ingesting. We've had some people call in and talk about some of them things on there. And Matt, I don't know if you listened to our show a couple weeks ago. We talked about the New York Times and all the supplement products that just got recalled. I brought it up. You know, I always bring the hot topics up. So we brought up all the topics that were supplements that were just recalled because what they said was on the product wasn't in the product.
I'm not sure if I give these numbers right, but was it like 80% of one store's products had zero of what was listed on the label?
You got
something along like that.
The New York Times published it. So a lot of the vitamin stores, there was a GNC, Walmart, Walgreens, and Target. And what they did is they went in and they looked at some supplements and they found what they were advertising on the bottle was not what was in the bottle.
It was house plants, I believe, and rice powder, something like that.
And my favorite thing was other chemicals that may be dangerous.
Nice.
What's that? They won't tell us because it's a misconception. When we return, we're going to continue talking about some of the myths and facts about testosterone, how to get tested and who needs to get tested. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office phone number is 702-731-1200, and my website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
Hello, this is Ryan Howard with Haynes & Krieger Realty and the Real Estate Live Show. We understand that short selling your house is a big decision, and you want to make the most educated decision possible. Our hands-on approach has allowed us to perfect the free short sale service. What do you have to lose? Call us today. We will go over all the pros and cons that go along when short selling your house. Everyone's situation is unique. In order to succeed in this market, you need to be with a real estate firm that offers a hands-on approach. Do not hesitate. Call us today to discuss your options. 702-800-5483.
The move to shop local is gaining ground across America, especially right here in Las Vegas. As part of the local community for 39 years, One Hour Air Conditioning and Heating has been proud to serve the residents that make Las Vegas such a great place to live and grow. Go local and get a $59 tune-up. Call One Hour at 702-583-4010 today.
We're always on time.
Limitations and restrictions apply. Licensed in the state of Nevada, number 51349.
Is your auto loan rate higher than 1.99%? If so, refinance with One Nevada today, and we'll throw in no payments for 90 days if you qualify. And if you're buying a new car or SUV, we can help with that too. Apply today at onenevada.org or call 702-457-1000. One Nevada is open to all Clark County and Pahrump residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender. Listen up, Las Vegas. With mortgage rates near record lows, now is a great time to buy or refinance a home with an affordable, no-points mortgage loan from One Nevada Credit Union. Call 702-382-4094 to speak with a mortgage specialist or visit onenevada.org for current rates and details. One Nevada is open to all Clark County and Pahrump residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
This month, Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers is giving away two tickets to see the Beatles Love Show with any purchase over $100. If you're shopping for an engagement ring or any gift of love, shop Michael E. Minden in the fashion show. You'll find the most affordable prices in Las Vegas and the largest selection in every category. They are the diamond and wedding ring experts. If you love rose gold, if you love chocolate diamonds, if you love diamond hearts, diamond studs, diamond hoop earrings, Michael Minden Jewelers has just what you're looking for. The hottest new jewelry style is called a meditation ring, and the only place you can get yours is at Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Experience the entire exclusive collection with prices starting at just $69. Get yours today. And remember, this month, Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers is giving two tickets to see the Beatles Love Show at the Mirage with every purchase over $100. The best place to buy diamonds and jewelry is
Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Shop right the moment.
This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. And I encourage you to call my office if you have fears about testosterone. We've been talking about it this morning. I'm here with Matt from Solution Specialty Pharmacy. We've been kind of taking on the world with testosterone and really want to make you understand that testosterone has a lot of benefits out there. And we talked a little bit about diabetes and high blood pressure and some of the medications that you're on. Not only are they blocking your testosterone levels or lowering your testosterone levels, but also as we age, your testosterone levels start to decrease. So, Matt, we talked a little bit about some of the causes that can cause testosterone before we low testosterone before we took a break. I want to talk a little bit about the ways to fix testosterone now, because I've got your expertise here from the compounding pharmacy, and it's not just applying a gel. It's not just taking an injection every month. How many people do you see come in that are doing a testosterone injection every month and they don't notice a difference?
Well, one of the problems with a once-a-month injection is when you first do the shot, you're going to get a really high level of testosterone. And by the time you go in for your shot at the end of the month, you're going to have a very low level of testosterone. So that high and low is incredible. There's a huge difference. And you'll feel different from the first of the month to the end of the month. I don't believe you normally do a once-a-month shot.
I think
you space it a little bit closer.
Never, never. And people will also, too, ask me, why is everybody different? Because this is the great thing about working with a compounding pharmacy like you over at Solution Specialty Pharmacy is because we can customize your testosterone. There are so many different ways that we can do it. We can do it from specialty creams that you actually put some stuff in to help the absorption of the testosterone through the skin. So these other commercial products that are gels, and a lot of people don't see results from them because it may boost your testosterone levels 100, 200 points. But it may not be enough in every man to notice a difference or get symptom relief from low testosterone, such as that fatigue or how many sleep problems. We live in a world of sleep problems, and getting balance, that testosterone and estrogen can help them issues. What about the lozenges? You even flavor them.
We make a troches or sublingual tablets that dissolve in your mouth. The levels spike a little bit faster with a troche and a lozenge than a cream because there's not a lot of fat in your skin, in your mouth. But we get pretty good levels from those.
And then the other way is doing an injection, which, again, I'm totally against the every 2 week or every 4 week injection because, like you said, Matt, we'll do levels. And there's a couple different ways that we actually test levels, which we'll bring up a little bit later on the show, about how to get your testosterone level done and which level is best, depending on the form of treatment that you're on for both men and women. But what happens is, again, you dose that testosterone level really high. So men, you may be taking 100, 200 milligrams at a time. Well, guess what? After that injection, within 24 to 48 hours, your levels are through the roof. It's very high. You're going to convert to estrogen. Remember in the beginning of the show, we told you estrogen is the most dangerous part of doing testosterone therapy because it can make the blood thick. That needs to be monitored when you're doing testosterone levels. It can also cause that estrogen to go high. We call it kind of that stacking. So if you don't let it come down before you give that next injection, then you get the stacking where you get the thick blood, you get high estrogen levels. You're getting a lot of the side effects that maybe people are common that have done steroids or done testosterone in the past where they're getting the acne, they're getting irritability, they're getting mood swings, nipple sensitivity, gynecomastia.
Crying.
Men, it happens when you do it. And what happens is you're getting that big peak, you're getting the estrogen conversion. So really the goal is to keep you at a steady level at all times. And doing that 2 times a month or 3 times a month injection doesn't work. Matt, talk a little bit, too, about the testosterone pellets.
Pellets are made with pure, natural, micronized, or natural testosterone with one tiny little filler to hold it all together. So they look like a pencil lead that the doctor will insert just a little bit under the skin, and they slowly dissolve over 3 to 4 months. You can get a pretty good level from that without having to put a cream on every day, without having to do a shot every couple of days. It's once every 3 to 4 months. Is that how you do it?
I do. I put them in my office. It's a simple little procedure. We make a little, I said nick. It's not a cut. It's a nick in the skin. It does not require sutures. It does not require, it's minimally invasive. We actually numb the area up. We insert it right underneath the skin. It can be done on a couple places in the body. What do you think? I have my own opinion about the pellets, and it's actually one of my favorite ways of doing testosterone because I think that you just put it in, you leave it. I don't think you get as much of the estrogen conversion with it. I don't think you get as much of the blood thickening and a lot of the other side effects with the pellets. I think it's just more of a slow release. What's your opinion coming from a pharmacy?
Well, let me tell you, they're one of the hardest things we make. It takes so long to make one of those pellets. We have to make them individually, one at a time, make sure that they're sterilized properly. But with all that, it's on the patient side, it's way easier. You don't have to think about doing anything. You don't have to worry about, oh, did I put my cream on? Did I take my shot? It may seem expensive when you look at the price, but when you divide that out over 3 or 4 months, it's about the same price as other supplements.
It is about the same price, and I've calculated this out more than once or twice a week in my office that you're spending this amount of money up front, but you got to remember you're only going to be coming in maybe 3 times a year to get it done versus going, you know, to the pharmacy and spending. What's the average lozenger cost? $40 or $50, depending on the dose.
Let's just say $50 for a month supply.
Average. And so, but then I think you need blood work done a little bit more when you get them types of, if you're on the injections, you need to get blood work done more frequently. And I kind of freak out a little bit when people come in and they've been on testosterone injections and they haven't had their blood work done in a year. I'm like, where's your estrogen? Where's your blood counts? These are the things where you're seeing all these commercials out on the TV about. Have you had a heart attack, a stroke? Or if your blood count is too high, it's going to thicken your blood and it needs to be monitored. I require my patients to come in every at least 3 months. I may be dramatic about it. I know a lot of people complain about it, but you're going to be safe when you're doing testosterone therapy with my office because we're going to catch your blood count before it gets too high so that you can get it treated. We're going to make sure your liver's good. We're going to make sure you don't have an estrogen over 30 so you have that risk. You don't want to have low estrogen either. An estrogen under 10, you get bone thinning, erectile dysfunction, and men don't like that. No. I was picking on Mark a little bit last week, too. I called sexual dysfunction out. And you men get a little bit nervous when I say that. But it can happen. Even estrogen high can cause that problem. So men that are experiencing it, I tell them they should get an estrogen level done whether they've been on treatment or not. Because if your estrogen's high, that may be one of the causes of having, you know, sexual dysfunction. So, Matt, even though it takes a lot of work, it's my favorite way of doing them.
No, it's fine.
Do you think a lot of people are happy when they do the pellets?
In general, everyone that does pellets is happy. Sometimes the women are a little bit like, oh, it left a little mark, you know. But
yeah, we can actually put pellets in women too. And I don't think that a lot of people know that out there. So women, if you're putting a cream on every single day and you're tired of doing it, the compliance rate of doing testosterone cream, I think I've seen that a little while ago, was about 25%, drops to 25% after 2 months of using some of the topical testosterone creams out there. And then they say it didn't work. So they say, testosterone doesn't work for me. Well, you just weren't on the right form of testosterone.
And ladies, you're lucky. You get one pellet put in. Guys get like 9.
Don't say that. They're going to get scared.
It's not a big deal.
See, that's coming from man to man. It's not a big deal to get them put in. Sometimes they say, okay, well, you said pellets. Some of you are very good at catching on to that when I tell you in the office, well, let's put pellets in. He says, you didn't say pellets. You said pellets. So in its dose, based on your body weight, on your testosterone levels, so that we can safely get your testosterone up to where you don't have the symptoms and you feel good. If testosterone is done right, men should feel a difference, correct?
Brain function, energy level, muscle mass, increased mood, maybe even sleep better.
So it may not just be your significant other nudging at you that you have. You could have really a medical reason why you're feeling some of these symptoms. Matt, I want to talk a little bit too about testing on testosterone. And we have our favorite ways and our least favorite ways. We talked a little bit about having testosterone done for, you know, there's a lot of practices that advertise, let's go get a $25 testosterone level done. I'll have your results in 30 minutes. It's not always the greatest way to get it done. So we can do a total testosterone level too, but sometimes I wish the lab would just get rid of total testosterone.
Well, it's a good number to have, but they need total testosterone to figure out free testosterone.
And that's the only reason why they do it. But patients are stuck on that total testosterone level because of the old research.
All the studies have the word total testosterone in there.
So, and we're going to talk a little bit too after we return from break about the ways that you should get tested for testosterone. I want to bring up too a little bit about prostate health and the myths about doing testosterone in prostate. When we return, I'm here with Matt from Solution Specialty Pharmacy. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on News Radio 100.5 KXNT every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can, with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And with ZipRecruiter's premium traffic boost, you can get up to 3 times more candidates. Quickly screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Plus, get 30% off your first traffic boost by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Temperatures are rising and prices are dropping. During the lawn and garden sale at your local Cal Ranch store, it's finally time for gardening, and you'll find everything you need with just one stop at Cal Ranch, like all Bonnie Live plants, 15% off, or a 100-foot farm and ranch duty hose, only $24.99. And receive a $50 Cal Ranch gift card with the purchase of any mower or tiller. And when working in the yard, keep cool with Dickies shorts or dry release t-shirts, 20% off. It's the lawn and garden sale now at your Cal Ranch store, a ranch and home store, and so much more. Savings good through Monday.
We're your Cal Ranch store, a ranch and home store, and so much more.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit us at geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Covering everything that happens in Las Vegas. News, talk, traffic, and weather together on the 8s. This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com, and my office phone number is 702-731-1200. I want you to get that phone number because we are going to do a little hormone special, Matt, because we've been talking about hormones today and how I think it's really important that people get tested if they're having some of them symptoms we've brought up today on the show about fatigue and lack of motivation, increase in body fat, cognitive ability, sleep problems. I think I've named the top ones that most people experience, whether you're men or female.
Whether you're 30 or 50 or 70.
Exactly. And we talked a little bit about a lot of people have missed between the ages of 20 and 25 getting your testosterone level done, but it's not too late. And you shouldn't be afraid of doing testosterone if it's done right. And I have Matt from Solution Specialty Pharmacy. He's been on the show with me this morning. We've been breaking down some of the myths, the facts about testosterone. And you shouldn't be scared of these commercials out there if it's done right and appropriately. We're going to talk a little bit about testing and what should be done on testing. There's so much testing, new stuff coming out in testing. And we really stick on top of it. And how many of you have heard about saliva testing? And it's really becoming the new way for especially women that are doing the topical creams for their hormone replacement therapy, that checking blood levels, which we all do because that's the way most insurances pay for it now, is getting a blood level done. But it may not be the most accurate way in testing, and saliva testing of hormones is really the new cutting edge of technology now.
There's some information coming out that when you put a topical cream on your skin, it's delivered so well to the cells, the hormones won't float in the venous blood. So venous testing of serum may not give you a true accurate level of the hormones that are in your cells where it's doing the work.
And the other thing, too, is what about people that are doing the injections or the pellets? What's your opinion on doing blood testing versus saliva testing?
Actually, the studies that we talked about last week at the training showed that saliva or blood spot or serum were all pretty accurate ways of testing for those.
And we talked a little bit about why you don't want to just go get a total testosterone level done and how many men are missing low testosterone by just going in and getting a total testosterone done because it's cheap, it's fast, and it has a huge range. When our labs come back, that normal range, Matt, is 250 to 1100. I'm going to guarantee you when you're at 251, you're going to be told you're in the normal. But is that normal for you? If you're having symptoms of low testosterone, now we're not just putting everybody on testosterone. There's a lot of ways out there that we can try to even not use testosterone as a first line of therapy. But if you're on that low side or you have a free testosterone, which is the actual bioavailable amount that's in the blood, the amount that you're using is what's important when we test for testosterone levels.
And actually with saliva testing, the only hormones that come out in the saliva are what are free. So when you see a saliva number, it's actually free hormones.
Whereas in the blood, you got to test the total and the free, and you need to get that binding protein because you may have a testosterone level. You've been told that you have a testosterone level or 400, 500, 600, but you know something's wrong with you. You have these symptoms, but you've never had that binding protein or the free testosterone done. So that hormone gets stuck on that binding protein and your body's not using it. So it's kind of a myth that you're being told your testosterone's normal because on a blood test, it's coming back normal. But if you got symptoms, you got to be further investigated, I call it.
And it's kind of exciting because now, recently, we've started working on ways to reduce sex hormone binding globulin, which I think maybe 4 or 5 years ago, we had no idea how to do something like that.
And it's awesome because there's a couple of different ways that we can do that with injections, with creams, both in men and women. So women, if you've been on, you know, hormone cream or you've been having symptoms of them mood swings, hot flashes, even if you're having PMS symptoms, I'm finding women coming back with that binding protein very high. You don't want that binding protein high. And the new research, we really don't know why it goes high. We say aging, which I hate that word.
I say plastic bottles.
Plastic bottles, all the foods we eat, the things we're exposed to.
Phytoestrogens.
Birth control. If you're on birth control, I'm going to guarantee your binding protein's over 100. Matt, too, I want to talk quickly a little bit about prostate. There's so much out there about prostate, and men are afraid to do testosterone because they think it causes prostate cancer. Or even men that have, you know, little difficulties urinating at night, or you have that decrease in stream, testosterone can actually help.
This is where Christy and I get enemies. But anyway, it's probably more to do with high estrogen. As we get older, guys will convert testosterone more to estrogen, or our testosterone goes low, our estrogen goes up. And when these two hormones fight for these sites in your cells, estrogen takes over. And that's most likely the problem.
That causes these decrease in urinary problems, can make the prostate large. There's some new stuff out there, too, about progesterone in men and prostate.
In our pharmacy, we actually have compounds that include testosterone with low-dose progesterone for guys.
And what about men that are doing testosterone and they get the little bit of irritability or mood swings? I think progesterone helps a lot for men that are getting them types of symptoms with it that don't have the high estrogen or they're not in balance. So men, we just announced it. You need progesterone, too. So it's not just a female hormone, and it's more than just going and getting that total testosterone level done. You know, there's a lot of research out there about prostate cancer and the use of testosterone. And the old research, clear back in the 1940s, 1960s, where we initially thought, because there was a study that was done on dogs, because they have prostates, where they actually gave them testosterone, and it caused enlargement. And possibly when they castrated the dogs, they had a decrease in cancer risk. So they tried to replicate it in a few men. And that's where that old research comes about testosterone and prostate cancer. So, Matt, what is your opinion on people that have been diagnosed with BPH or enlarged prostate and testosterone use?
I believe safely it should be used in normal levels. Make sure the doctor's checking your levels. And when they do your labs, they should also be checking PSA.
And we do that too. We check that PSA level. So when you come in, and I encourage you, we're going to do a special, Matt. I'm going to discount my office visit to $99 for a hormone consult.
Come in today.
That's amazing because we don't usually do that. Usually our initial consultations range between $150 to $180, depending on what you're coming in for. Some of the testing may be covered by your insurance, And what we do is we encourage you to come in, get that consultation done so that I can sit down with you, go over some of the symptoms that you may be experiencing, and really do a full hormone consult. We do a lot of nutrition specials on this show and weight loss specials, but I want to offer to men and women that if you're having some of these decrease in concentration, that you come in and you get the $99 special. The code word is hormones. Next week, we're going to talk a little bit more about DNA testing. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. My office phone number is 702-731-1200.